Yes.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Oh, I just want to talk to you about what Kenny already probably talked to you about. Was that the United situation?
Oh, about Patterson. Yes, yeah. I put in a call to him. He's on his way from New York to Chicago, so I'll get him.
They seem rather pleased, Douglas, with that fact that we said we would go ahead.
Yeah.
They have, that gives them some hope, so if we can give them any help, then we
can
try.
I'll do everything I can.
Go ahead. I got your note on Peru. I sent a note to Bell asking for a recommendation.
Yeah.
That was...
Well, I mean, they're using our aid money just to buy gold. That's all that happens. But and of course, they always ask that question in Congress, and when that comes out, is it may not this year, but will next year, it just causes real trouble.
That's what they really are doing, I guess, aren't they?
Well, of course. Sure.
What will happen if Bell puts it on them right away?
I think that they'll quit buying gold, and they'll say, what's this all about? We'll say, well, just balance payments position so strong, buying all this gold, you don't need any of this.
It's an insane system, isn't it, to have these dollars floating around which people can cash in for a very limited supply of gold, isn't it?
That's right. And then what they ought to, then they'll say, well, what will we do? And what I would, the best thing that could happen is if, without our suggesting it, if they got around to the idea of selling that 10 million back to us sometime this quarter, so it will not appear in the statistics that we published, then the Congress will never pick it up. That's the thing I would rather hope.
Yeah, well, let me talk.
That would only come sort of through the aid people. Just say we have a policy that if countries are this strong with balanced payments, we can't continue giving them soft loans.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get him.
All right.